from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Batting ninth and playing second base, number 8, Nicky Lopez.
Nicky Lopez.
Nicky Lopez, who is a local product.
Neighborhood of Naperville.
Starting second baseman for your Chicago White Sox.
Blocked by Lopez at second. What a snag. And saves the run. The third out here in this first. Nicky Lopez, always flashing some leather.
Big leaguer for 6 seasons.
This one sent up the middle. And it gets caroms off of Kiermaier in center. Jokes will score easily. And Lopez takes advantage and goes to second. An RBI for Nicky Lopez and the White Sox on the board here in the third.
Did we mention he was from Naperville?
Okay, I'm with Nicky Lopez. Rumor has it you're from Naperville. Is this true?
Oh, my God. I think I've heard that enough.
Nicky Lopez.
Upper deck shot. Nicky Lopez.
On 670 The Score.
So, look, you may have heard that open during the week when Parkins and Spiegel, me being Spiegel, have a chance to talk to Nicky Lopez, who's been a really fun radio guest right here on 670 The Score. You're listening to Hit and Run. Cubs baseball coming your way in about 20 minutes. And we'll get to an item from yesterday's Cubs game before we get out of here. But look, so does that mean we're putting on Nicky Lopez? Oh, hell no.
No.
Oh, hell no. It's Father's Day. Let's talk to Bob Lopez, an absolute legend in this town, and we'll tell you why. And a first-time guest here on Hit and Run, he joins us on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. I'm thrilled to talk to you, Bob, for many, many reasons. Thank you for the time. Good morning, and happy Father's Day, sir.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
You got it. So have you gotten calls already this morning? Are the calls out of the way, perhaps not just from Nicky, but from other children?
Yeah, they're all my phone's blowing up. Yeah, I actually got a couple early calls from my daughter-in-law's, and then everybody else trickled in as the day's going on.
All right, good. So look, this is your first time on Hit and Run. I'm gonna bet this is not your first time on The Score. Is that right?
It actually is the first time I'm on The Score. I've never been on The Score before, so this is the first time.
How is that possible? I was texting this morning with Mike North, because Mike North, a Score legend, he was, by the way, the first person who ever put me on the air to talk baseball. Baseball City was the segment that we did on his show years and years ago. But Mike North and his team, Licorice, you were on that team and dominated in 16-inch softball on that team among many others, right, Bob?
Yeah, you're right. We were with Lettuce at one point with Rich Melman, and then when Rich actually retired from softball, then Mike North took us over. So, yeah, I got to talk to Mike why I wasn't on The Score ever. You got to talk about that.
Yeah, what the hell is that about?
Yeah, what the hell's going on, Mike?
Didn't you know somebody? I mean, my God, yeah. So Lettuce entertain you. Bob helped them to win the American Softball Association Nationals 4 times. And then Mike North and Licorice, they won the title 2000, 2002. And Bob Lopez, an absolute killer in 16-inch softball. And not just Nicky, but several of the kids would come to see you play softball, what, 80-100 times a week? 100 times a year, I should say?
They did. All three of my boys, I have three boys, Bobby, Anthony, and, of course, Nicky. And they spent all weekends with me on the softball circuit. They would be our bat boys, or they would, be running around in the outfield shagging balls. So, yeah, they were with us, or with me, all through my 16-inch softball, so they loved it.
Man, and so would you play, were you playing catch with them? Were you throwing clinchers at little Nicky?
I was buzzing him, and he would catch it. I was surprised. Yeah, he wouldn't back down. He would just stand in front of it, and I would be buzzing him with some 16-inch softballs, and he'd be catching them.
Did you figure Nicky would, when did you think that Nicky might have a little something? Do you remember?
It was early on. He was younger. And I would be in the backyard with him, and I'd be firing balls at him like I would do for my other two boys. And he would be catching them like, you know, like it was no big deal. And I'm looking at my wife saying, wow, we might have something here with him. And, yeah, early on, I thought he was okay. But every dad thinks their kid's the best player out there and the best, you know, they, you know, so I figured let's just wait and see what's going on. And as he progressed, as he got older, he started, you know, catching on a lot faster and a lot better. So, and we always played, you know, let him play up where, you know, if he was 11, I'd have him play on the 12-year-old team and things like that. So, yeah, early on.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. A lot of baseball dads out there, I'm sure, Bob, listening and wondering, like, you know, it's one thing to have a talented kid, but the drive and the desire for it, like, I mean, can you teach that? Can you instill that as a dad or not, do you think?
No, you can't really teach heart. You can't really teach any of that kind of stuff. It has to be within him, right? But he had two older brothers that were, like, pushing him along the way, too. So, yeah, you really can't teach that stuff as far as a father's concerned. You could teach him to play defense and how to hit, which as time went on, I taught him the wrong way, you know, with the smush the bug and elbow up kind of stuff, which is baloney. But, you know, but yeah, you can't teach that. You can't teach hard. Nicky seemed to have that instilled in him at an early age where, you know, he was just knew the game and knows what to do when he was younger, and it was fun to watch him.
All right, tell me about that. So you taught him your hitting style?
Well, you know, it's a little different when you're 16 in softball. So, you know, you have your elbow up and you walk into the ball a little bit. So I was trying to instill that into Nicky a little bit, not walking into the ball, but, you know, the way I was standing in the box. And of course, that was probably the wrong way to do it for a baseball kid.
So was there a coach that, like, did you ever have to talk about it with a coach, or did a coach say, oh, we're going to have to change this? You remember any conflicts like that? Even not that they were bad, but you know what I mean?
Not as much conflicts as far as, but, you know, of course you have conversations with his hitting guy and, like, what do you think? And, you know, sometimes you, like, say, I don't know if that's going to work or this and that, but I kind of let him do the coaches that we had a guy by the name of Kevin Sullivan. He kind of taught him how to hit when he was in high school. And, yeah, I kind of let him just do his thing, and it seemed to work out ppretty good for him.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. I mean, my goodness. Tell me about what it's like to have him playing in town and have him playing for the White Sox. What's it been like, Bob?
It's outstanding. I mean, I remember taking my boys to the World Series game 1 and 2, and we would sit in the stands and we're just like, wow, this is unbelievable. And they just had a blast. And then fast forward to now where he gets traded to the Sox. It's like, it's a dream come true for a father, of course. And then just to be able to watch him play on the big stage like this, I have to pinch myself sometimes to realize what's going on.
Wow. So you and Nicky were at 2005 World Series games 1 and 2.
We were. Yeah, we were sitting in left field the first game, and then we were two rows right where Scotty Pasednik hit the home run. We were like two rows behind the guy that caught the ball. So we were like, this is amazing.
Wow. Yeah, I was at that second game up on the press level. I remember nobody wanted to leave after that home run, after that walk-off home run. Like, everybody just kind of stayed around and kept singing songs and stuff. You remember that?
Yeah, it was a blast. Yeah, it was a blast. We were just going crazy in the bleachers over there, and it was so much fun to have the boys with me and experience that.
Wow. What's the most number of people you've brought to a game to go see Nicky so far?
Oh, boy. Boy, well, I know when he made his debut, there was like, I want to say they sold 600 tickets or 200 tickets. I can't remember which, how much, but that was like when he made his debut, when he was with the Royals and he came here.
Oh, wow.
But with family and friends, I think probably 20, 25 people, at one time that they came and watched.
Wow. So what's that like when there's 20, 25 members of the Nicky Lopez family and friends? What's that party like, Bob? You guys tailgating?
it was tailgating, and we were partying, we were having a blast, you know. But I don't even know what happened in the game, because everybody comes up to you and wants to talk to you and wants to just ask you about different things. I'm a dad where I want to watch the game, you know, I want to watch them play.
Yeah.
But in that situation, it was like, I don't even know really what happened.
Wow. what are you proudest of him as a player when you watch him play, when you think about his career at this point?
You know, I'm just proud that his grit and his just determination to just keep pushing forward. You know, a lot, you know, with him growing up and stuff, he was always the smallest guy, and he was always the one that took the backseat to, you know, these other players and stuff like that. So just to see him just continue to move forward and just keep playing hard and just knowing how good he is and knowing that he can hit and knowing he can play defense and things like that just makes a dad just proud, you know. And he just loves all the players, and he just gets along with everybody and just loves the game, you know. And now that he's back home, he's really excited about just playing.
Man, it's so cool, because the reputation for Nicky around the league is exactly what you're just saying, that he's like, he's a great teammate. He's known as a great teammate. He's known as a great guy in the clubhouse. And does the fundamentals right. And this is stuff that I've heard forever about him. You know, the year he hit 300 with the Royals, I think he was one of only like 11 players in MLB to hit 300. You know, it's like, it's crazy. And like, oh, man, who's this kid? What's this about? And it's like, so you got to be proud of him as a person, even more so than a player, from all the stuff that we've heard about.
Yeah, we instilled in to all our boys, just, you know, be a good teammate, just, you know, respect the game, go out and play. I always tell them, if you don't get a hit that day, play some good defense. And I always tell them, little things win games. And that's what he does, you know. He's not a typical analytics guy where he's going to hit 100 bombs and, you know, things like that. He's a, you know, he's a gap-to-gap guy, and he just likes to play the game, and he'll steal some bases for you, that kind of stuff.
Mm.
And we just, you know, appreciate it. Appreciate the game and just appreciate your teammates. And I think he's doing that.
Bob Lopez. You know, go ahead, Bob. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and then when he batted 300, to your point, you know, that was the first time in Kansas City's history that a shortstop has ever hit 300. You know, and he played, and, you know, and he just played his heart out, and you know, things like that happen when you do the right things.
Man, I mean, he's got that forever. Dude hit 300 in the big leagues as a starting shortstop over a full season. That's amazing.
Right, can't take that away from him.
forever and ever.
Right.
So you got to. Is he better than you, Bob? I mean, like, I'm looking at these. an American Softball Association first team All-American in 1988, 89. 92, 93, 98, 2000, 2001, 2003. Holy bejesus, Bob Lopez.
Oh, boy. I fooled someone, didn't I? Dad, I fooled somebody there, boy.
But, I mean, my goodness.
A lot of Tiger Bomb was, for the, all those accolades, I used a lot of Tiger Bomb and a lot of...
I mean, it's unbelievable. So... you can't say he's better than you. I mean, I think you got to hold that over him for the rest of his life at this point, Bob.
I always tell him, you know what, Nick, it started here. It started with me. So I just, but no, he's, you know, all my boys, but, you know, I had my son Bobby play baseball. My son, you know, Anthony played baseball. They all kind of helped him out. So is he better than me? Yeah, he is.
Oh, see?
I think he is. He's better than me. Yeah, he is.
You're being nice.
I'm going to pass the torch to him. I am. Hey, pass the torch.
It's a big moment. It's live on the radio, Bob Lopez.
He's definitely a lot nicer on the field than I was when I played.
tell us about that. Get a little feisty on the field? Sliding in hard? Or what are we doing?
My whole way of playing was, I love you to death when I'm not on the field, but when I'm on the field, I'm going to take you. You're playing short center or your second base, and I slide into you, I'm taking you to left field. So that's my way of playing.
Hey, man, that's Chicago.
Yeah.
You know, we, I don't know if you've heard, Odyssey, our company here, We're pretty damn good at 16-inch softball. My guy Shane Reardon. Yeah, my guy Shane Reardon is the manager and general manager of the Odyssey softball team. 3 years in a row, Bob, they have made the finals. They have made the finals in the media league, but they've lost in the championship game. Do you have any?
That's not good.
No,
that's not good.
Do you have any advice?
You need to bring a ringer or two in there. Can you bring some ringers? Because that would be the way to go, I think, maybe.
You got
over that hump, you got to get a ringer or two.
You got a few at-bats? You got a few at-bats in you?
No, I don't play no more. I don't play no more. I watch Nicky now. I had a knee replacement and things like that, so I'm no longer able to play. So.
Oh, that's too bad.
I could do coaching.
Oh.
I could coach you up a little bit.
All right. Well, we'll think about that. I mean, maybe so. But that's – so your advice to get over the top is ringers, essentially.
Ringers. You got to bring ringers in. Melman was good at that. Mike North, ask Mike. He knows about that.
Oh, we will.
He brought some ringers in to get over the hump with licorice.
It drives you crazy, though, when you see these ringers go, where'd that guy come from? What does he do at WGN Radio? That was the thought last year. Yeah. Nothing.
He was a camera guy. You could just say he's a camera guy.
whatever it takes. So did you get a chance to step in and take Major League batting practice at any time with Nicky? Did you ever get a chance to hit BP?
When he first got brought up years ago, we did a family weekend, and that was the only time that I was able to do it. Then I got hurt at work, but I couldn't do it any longer. But when he first got brought up in 2018 or 19, that's we did a family weekend. The Royals do that.
So it
was a Father's Day weekend thing, and I did it in Anaheim.
So you did get to swing in a major league ballpark. That's awesome.
I did, in Anaheim.
Yeah. Yep. Did you hit any good ones?
No, I whiffed them. I didn't get out of the infield. It's a whole different animal. They're throwing straight. The softball circuit, you got a little bit of 6-12 arc.
So yeah, yeah.
I'm not used to that.
Yeah, I understand. All right. Well, this has been big. This has been fun to get you on the score. I'll ask Mike North why the hell that didn't happen before.
Yeah, I got to ask him too about that.
Yeah, you do.
Because I talked to George Bliss. I hear you're good buddies with George Bliss, and he told me that you're a pretty darn good singer too.
Awesome. Look at that, George out there doing some work.
Yeah, you some accolades.
Hey man, I'll tell you, we all take whatever we can get, right, Bob?
Right.
Hey, thanks. But you've officially said that Nicky's better than you. We'll pass that on to Nicky. That'll be big.
100%. 100%. I'm going to pass the torch.
All right. Bob Lopez, nice to talk to you. Happy Father's Day, all right?
Thanks, Matt. Nice talking to you. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. That's Bob Lopez, Nicky Lopez's father. That was really, really cool. It's Matt Spiegel here with you on Hit and Run. Before we get out of here, I didn't hear this, but I heard about this. Tell me about this. Sean, this is yesterday after the Cubs had gotten guys on base again. They had folks on. The lead runner was on base for six consecutive innings yesterday. All they had to show for it was the two runs on the little dribbler infield hits. But then in the seventh inning, Ian Happ is at the plate with two on and the Cubs leading 2-1. This is Boog and JD on Marquee.
I'm the big fella at the ballpark taking in some baseball.
193 days to Christmas, so I mean, you can wait a little while, but starting that shopping. JD, the rest of you, I'll let you know what I want. And somebody get over to Santa, ask him. 3-run Jimmy Jack right here would be nice. Maybe just skip ahead.
Dear Santa.
Dear Santa, can we fly the W? Please. High fly ball left field. Going back Donovan at the wall. Gone! Ian Happ will touch a ball. Thank you, Santa.
Yes! Merry Christmas, Mr. Claus. There you go. First extra base hit since Wednesday versus the Rays. It was 16 consecutive singles. And then Ian Happ delivers the big blow.
Oh my God, that's incredible. Santa delivers through Ian Happ. Thank you so much to Bob Lopez. Thank you to Herb Spiegel. Those were our guests today on a Father's Day. 670 The Score is where you are. My goodness. Cubs Radio, their series against the Cardinals begins very soon. Pregame coverage starts at 11:30. First pitch at 12:05. The Score has the only local broadcast of the game. You can listen to every Cubs game in Chicagoland with the free Odyssey app. Thank you to Sean Sears, doing a great job producing as always. Thank you to the associate producer, Ruben Spiegel. Mitch Rosen is the dude. Thank you, Mitch, for everything. And thank you, listeners, for Hit and Run. Happy Father's Day to you and to yours. Cubs baseball is next. Parkins and Spiegel back with you tomorrow afternoon. Have a great day, everyone.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Batting ninth and playing second base, number 8, Nicky Lopez.
Nicky Lopez.
Nicky Lopez, who is a local product.
Neighborhood of Naperville.
Starting second baseman for your Chicago White Sox.
Blocked by Lopez at second. What a snag. And saves the run. The third out here in this first. Nicky Lopez, always flashing some leather.
Big leaguer for 6 seasons.
This one sent up the middle. And it gets Karams off of Kiermaier in center. Jokes will score easily. And Lopez takes advantage and goes to second. An RBI for Nicky Lopez. And the White Sox on the board here in the third.
Did we mention he was from Naperville?
Okay, I'm with Nicky Lopez. Rumor has it you're from Naperville. Is this true?
Oh, my God. I think I've heard that enough.
Nicky Lopez.
Upper deck shot. Nicky Lopez.
On 670 The Score.
So look, you may have heard that open during the week when Parkins and Spiegel, me being Spiegel, have a chance to talk to Nicky Lopez, who's been a really fun radio guest right here on 670 The Score. You're listening to Hit and Run. Cubs baseball coming your way in about 20 minutes, and we'll get to an item from yesterday's Cubs game before we get out of here. But look, so does that mean we're putting on Nicky Lopez? Oh, hell no.
No.
Oh, hell no. It's Father's Day. Let's talk to Bob Lopez, an absolute legend in this town, and we'll tell you why. And a first-time guest here on Hit and Run. He joins us on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. I'm thrilled to talk to you, Bob, for many, many reasons. Thank you for the time. Good morning, and happy Father's Day, sir.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
You got it. So have you gotten calls already this morning? Are the calls out of the way, perhaps not just from Nikki, but from other children?
Yeah, they're all my phone's blowing up. Yeah, I actually got a couple of early calls from my daughter-in-law's, and then everybody else trickled in as the day's going on.
All right, good. So look, this is your first time on Hit and Run. I'm gonna bet this is not your first time on The Score. Is that right?
It actually is the first time I'm on The Score. I've never been on The Score before, so this is the first time.
How is that possible? I was texting this morning with Mike North, because Mike North, a Score legend, he was, by the way, the first person who ever put me on the air to talk baseball. Baseball City was the segment that we did on his show years and years ago. But Mike North and his team, Licorice, you were on that team and dominated in 16-inch softball on that team, among many others, right, Bob?
Yeah, you're right. We were with Lettuce at one point with Rich Melman, and then when Rich actually retired from softball, then Mike North took us over. So, yeah, I got to talk to Mike why I wasn't on The Score ever. We got to talk about that.
Yeah, what the hell is that about?
Yeah, what the hell's going on, Mike?
Didn't you know somebody? I mean, my God, yeah. So Lettuce entertain you. Bob helped them to win the American Softball Association Nationals 4 times. And then Mike North and Licorice, they won the title 2000, 2002. And Bob Lopez, an absolute killer in 16-inch softball. And not just Nicky, but several of the kids would come to see you play softball, what, 80, 100 times a week? 100 times a year, I should say?
They did. All 3 of my boys, I have 3 boys, Bobby, Anthony, and, of course, Nicky. And they spent all weekends with me on the softball circuit. They would be our bat boys, or they would be running around in the outfield shagging balls. So yeah, they were with us or with me all through my 16 in softball. So they loved it.
Man, so would you play? Were you playing catch with them? Were you throwing clinchers at little Nicky?
I was buzzing him, and he would catch it. I was surprised. Yeah, he wouldn't back down. He would just stand in front of it, and I would be buzzing him with some 16-inch softballs, and he'd be catching them.
Did you figure Nicky would? When did you think that Nicky might have a little something? Do you remember?
It was early on. He was younger, and I would be in the backyard with him, and I'd be firing balls at him like I would do for my other two boys, and he would be catching them like it was no big deal. And I'm looking at my wife saying, wow, we might have something here with him. And early on, I thought he was okay, but every dad thinks their kid's the best player out there and the best, so I figured let's just wait and see what's going on. And as he progressed, as he got older, he started, catching on a lot faster and a lot better. So, and we always played, let him play up where, if he was 11, I'd have him play on the 12-year-old team and things like that. So, yeah, early on.
Yeah, it's interesting. A lot of baseball dads out there, I'm sure, Bob, listening and wondering, it's one thing to have a talented kid, but the drive and the desire for it, can you teach that? Can you instill that as a dad or not, do you think?
No, you can't really teach heart. You can't really teach any of that kind of stuff. It has to be within him, right? But he had two older brothers that were, pushing him along the way, too. So, yeah, you really can't teach that stuff as far as a father's concerned. You could teach him to play defense and how to hit, which as time went on, I taught him the wrong way, with the smush the bug and elbow up kind of stuff, which is baloney, but you can't teach that. You can't teach hard. Nicky seemed to have that instilled in him at an early age where, he was he just knew the game and knows what to do when he was younger, and it was fun to watch him.
All right, tell me about that. So you taught him your hitting style?
Well, it's a little different when you're 16 in softball. So, you have your elbow up and you walk into the ball a little bit. So I was trying to instill that into Nicky a little bit, not walking into the ball, but, the way I was standing in the box. And of course that was probably the wrong way to do it for a baseball kid.
So was there a coach that, did you ever have to talk about it with a coach, or did a coach say, oh, we're going to have to change this? You remember any conflicts like that? Even not that they were bad, but you know what I mean?
Not as much conflicts as far as, but of course you have conversations with his hitting guy and what do you think? And sometimes you say, I don't know if that's going to work or this and that, but I kind of let him do the coaches that we had a guy by the name of Kevin Sullivan. He kind of taught him how to hit when he was in high school. And, I kind of let him just do his thing, and it seemed to work out pretty good for him.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. My goodness. Tell me about what it's like to have him playing in town and have him playing for the White Sox. What's it been like, Bob?
It's outstanding. I mean, I remember taking my boys to the World Series game 1 and 2, and we would sit in the stands and we were just like, wow, this is unbelievable. And they just had a blast. And then fast forward to now where he gets traded to the Sox, it's like, it's a dream come true for a father, of course. And then just to be able to watch him play on the big stage like this, I have to pinch myself sometimes to realize what's going on.
Wow. So you and Nicky were at 2005 World Series games 1 and 2.
We were. Yeah, we were sitting in left field the first game, and then we were two rows right where Scotty Pasednik hit the home run. We were two rows behind the guy that caught the ball. So we were this is amazing.
Wow. Yeah, I was at that second game up on the press level. I remember nobody wanted to leave after that home run, after that walk-off home run. Like, everybody just kind of stayed around and kept singing songs and stuff. You remember that?
Yeah, it was a blast. We were just going crazy in the bleachers over there, and it was so much fun to have the boys with me and experience that.
Wow. What's the most number of people you've brought to a game to go see Nicky so far?
Oh, boy. Boy. Well, I know when he made his debut, there was like, I want to say they sold 600 tickets or 200 tickets. I can't remember which, how much, but that was like when he made his debut, when he was with the Royals and he came here.
Oh, wow.
But with family and friends, I think probably 20, 25 people,
at
one time that they came and watched.
Wow. So what's that like when there's 20, 25 members of the Nicky Lopez family and friends? What's that party like, Bob? You guys tailgating?
It was tailgating. We were partying. We were having a blast, you know. But I don't even know what happened in the game, because everybody comes up to you and wants to talk to you and wants to just ask you about different things. I'm a dad where I want to watch the game, you know. I want to watch them play.
Yeah.
But in that situation, it was like I don't even know really what happened.
Wow. what are you proudest of him as a player when you watch him play, when you think about his career at this point?
You know, I'm just proud that his grit and his just a determination to just keep pushing forward. With him growing up and stuff, he was always the smallest guy, and he was always the one that took the backseat to, you know, these other players and stuff like that. So just to see him just continue to move forward and just keep playing hard and just knowing how good he is and knowing that he can hit and knowing he can play defense and things like that just makes a dad just proud, you know. And he just loves all the players, and he just gets along with everybody and just loves the game, you know. And now that he's back home, he's really excited about just playing.
Man, it's so cool, because the reputation for Nicky around the league is exactly what you're just saying, that he's like, he's a great teammate. He's known as a great teammate. He's known as a great guy in the clubhouse, and does the fundamentals right. And this is stuff that I've heard forever about him. You know, the year he hit 300 with the Royals, I think he was one of only like 11 players in MLB to hit 300. You know, it's like, it's crazy. And like, oh man, who's this kid? What's this about? And it's like, so you got to be proud of him as a person, even more so than a player, from all the stuff that we've heard about.
Yeah, we instilled in all our boys, just, you know, be a good teammate, just, you know, respect the game, go out and play. I always tell him, if you don't get a hit that day, play some good defense. And I always tell him, little things win games. And that's what he does, you know. He's not a typical analytics guy where he's going to hit 100 bombs and, you know, things like that. He's a, you know, he's a gap-to-gap guy, and he just likes to play the game, and he'll steal some bases for you, that kind of stuff.
Mm.
And we just, you know, appreciate it. Appreciate the game, and just appreciate your teammates. And I think he's doing that.
Bob Lopez. You know, go ahead, Bob. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and then when he batted 300, to your point, you know, that was the first time in Kansas City's history that a shortstop has ever hit 300. You know, and he played, and, you know, and he just played his heart out, and you know, things like that happen when you do the right things.
Man, I mean, he's got that forever. Dude hit 300 in the big leagues as a starting shortstop over a full season. That's amazing.
Right, can't take that away from him.
forever and ever.
Right.
So you got to. Is he better than you, Bob? I mean, like, I'm looking at these. an American Softball Association first team All American in 1988, 89. 92, 93, 98, 2000, 2001, 2003. Holy bejesus, Bob Lopez.
Oh, boy. I fooled someone, didn't I? Dad, I fooled somebody there, boy.
I mean, my goodness.
A lot of Tiger Bomb was, for the, all those accolades, I used a lot of Tiger Bomb and a lot of...
I mean, it's unbelievable. So... you can't say he's better than you. I mean, I think you got to hold that over him for the rest of his life at this point, Bob.
I always tell him, you know what, Nate, it started here. It started with me. So I just, but no, he's, you know, all my boys, you know, I had my son Bobby play baseball. My son, you know, Anthony played baseball. They all kind of helped him out. So is he better than me? Yeah, he is.
Oh, see.
I think he is. He's better than me. Yeah, he is.
You're being nice.
I'm going to pass the torch to him. I am.
It's a big moment. It's live on the radio, Bob Lopez.
He's definitely a lot nicer on the field than I was when I played.
tell us about that. Get a little feisty on the field? Sliding in hard? Or what are we doing?
My whole way of playing was, I love you to death when I'm not on the field, but when I'm on the field, I'm going to take you. You're playing short center or your second base, and I slide into you. I'm taking you to left field. So that's my way of playing.
Hey man, that's Chicago.
Yeah.
You know, we I don't know if you've heard Odyssey, our company here. We're pretty damn good at 16-inch softball. My guy Shane Reardon. Yeah, my guy Shane Reardon is the manager and general manager of the Odyssey softball team. 3 years in a row, Bob, they have made the finals. They have made the finals in the media league, but they've lost in the championship game. Do you have any?
That's not good.
No,
good.
Do you have any advice?
You need to bring a ringer or two in there. Can you bring some ringers? Because that would be the way to go. I think maybe
you got to get
over that hump. You got to get a ringer or two.
You got a few at bats. You got a few at bats in you.
No, I don't play no more. I don't play no more. I watch Nicky now. I had a knee replacement and things like that, so I'm no longer able to play.
Oh, that's too bad.
I could do coaching. Oh. I could coach you up a little bit.
All right. Well, we'll think about that. I mean, maybe so. But that's – so your advice to get over the top is ringers, essentially.
Ringers. You got to bring ringers in. Melman was good at that. Mike North, ask Mike. He knows about that.
Oh, we will.
He brought some ringers in to get over the hump with licorice.
It drives you crazy, though, when you see these ringers go, where'd that guy come from? What does he do at WGN Radio? That was the thought last year. Nothing.
He was a camera guy. You could just say he's a camera guy.
whatever it takes. So have you – did you get a chance to step in and take Major League batting practice at any time with Nicky? Did you ever get a chance to hit BP?
When he first got brought up years ago, we did a family weekend, and that was the only time that I was able to do it. Then I got hurt at work, but I couldn't do it any longer. But when he first got brought up in 2018 or 19, that's when we did a family weekend. The Royals do that.
So
it was a Father's Day weekend thing, and I did it in Anaheim.
So you did get to swing in a major league ballpark. That's awesome.
I did, in Anaheim.
Yeah. Yep. Did you hit any good ones?
No, I whiffed them. I didn't get out of the infield. It's a whole different animal. They're throwing straight. The softball circuit, you know, you got a little bit of 6-12 arc.
So yeah, yeah.
I'm not used to that.
Yeah, I understand. All right. Well, this has been big. This has been fun to get you on the score. I'll ask Mike North why the hell that didn't happen before.
Yeah, I got to ask him too about that.
Yeah, I do.
Because I talked to George Bliss. I hear you're good buddies with George Bliss, and he told me that you're a pretty darn good singer too.
Awesome. I don't know. Look at that, George out there doing some work.
Yeah, giving you some accolades.
Hey man, I'll tell you, we all take whatever we can get, right, Bob?
Right.
Hey, thanks. But you've officially said that Nicky's better than you. We'll pass that on to Nicky. That'll be big.
100%. 100%. I'm going to pass the torch.
All right. Bob Lopez, nice to talk to you. Happy Father's Day, all right?
Thanks, Matt. Nice talking to you. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. That's Bob Lopez, Nicky Lopez's father. That was really, really cool. It's Matt Spiegel here with you on Hit and Run. Before we get out of here, I didn't hear this, but I heard about this. Tell me about this. Sean, this is yesterday. After the Cubs had gotten guys on base again, they had folks on. The lead runner was on base for 6 consecutive innings yesterday. All they had to show for it was the 2 runs on the little dribbler infield hits. But then in the 7th inning, Ian Happ is at the plate with 2 on and the Cubs leading 2-1. This is Boog and JD on Marquee.
I'm the big fella at the ballpark taking in some baseball.
193 days to Christmas, so... I mean, you can wait a little while, but starting that shopping. JD, the rest of you, I'll let you know what I want. And somebody get over to Santa. Ask him three-run Jimmy Jack right here would be nice. Maybe just skip ahead. I just Santa.
Dear Santa.
Dear Santa, can we fly the W, please? High fly ball left field. Going back, Donovan at the wall. Gone! Ian Happ will touch a ball. Thank you, Santa.
Yes! Merry Christmas, Mr. Claus.
There you go. First extra base hit since Wednesday versus the Rays in a 16 consecutive singles. And then Ian Happ delivers the big blow.
Oh, my God. That's incredible. Santa delivers through Ian Happ. Thank you so much to Bob Lopez. Thank you to Herb Spiegel. Those were our guests today on a Father's Day. 670 The Score is where you are. My goodness. Cubs Radio, their series against the Cardinals begins very soon. Pregame coverage starts at 11:30. First pitch at 12:05. The Score has the only local broadcast of the game. You can listen to every Cubs game in Chicagoland with the free Odyssey app. Thank you to Sean Sears, doing a great job producing as always. Thank you to the associate producer, Ruben Spiegel. Mitch Rosen is the dude. Thank you, Mitch, for everything. And thank you, listeners, for Hit and Run. Happy Father's Day to you and to yours. Cubs baseball is next. Parkins and Spiegel back with you tomorrow afternoon. Have a great day, everyone.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.